just a good rush on the guy to get by him, or take us through that play?
Yeah, I mean, I just had a good rush on him, and I came around the edge, and I saw Cutler step up, and he was kind of leaving the ball out there a little bit, so it was an opportunity to get the ball out and do something a little bit extra, and fortunately for us, we were able to get it and change the momentum back to our way.
Do you think that play was sort of indicative of the way the entire defensive line played and dominated that game?
Yeah, I mean, I think our D-line played a heck of a game today. We had a great game plan. We executed it, and I think all the guys that played that had a part in it in some way or another.
How big of a momentum shift was that, given that they had picked up the onside kick to start the half?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to try to change it back. Anytime you come out the second half and you make a big play like that, like they did on the onside kick, you want to try to find a way to get the momentum back on your side. And I think it was a huge play for us.
Say about your guys' unit. I mean, it was Hunter, it was Johnson, it was Robinson, it was Floyd, Joseph Salad. I mean, you guys came at them with a lot of different folks today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was, like I said, it was really, truly a team effort for us. It was a group effort for our D-line. And, you know, that's just the way we play. You know, at any time, you never know when it's going to be your opportunity. And, you know, unfortunately for me, I missed two sacks today, but we had guys there that were able to clean it up. So that's what it's all about, is making sure that, you know, when you have an opportunity in front of you, make sure that you take the advantage of it.
Quarterback like Cutler and those two dangerous running backs, was that your best game as a unit so far this season?
I mean, obviously, we'll have to wait until we get back and watch the tape to really make a statement like that, but I mean, I think based just from what we saw today on the field, I mean, it'd be hard-pressed to say it wasn't.
Is that a stunt game you ran with someone that you missed, you hit him first and then they somebody cleaned him up behind you?
It may have been. It may not have been.
Can you comment on Tratto active for three games this year? He's got
two interceptions
and two of
them. I'm starting to think we need to put him in coverage more. So, that's just the thing about our unit. We have so many guys that I think can play some good ball. And, I mean, you know, you see a guy like Track come in there and, you know, really hasn't got a lot of playing time this year. And, you know, he's making splash plays for us. So I think that really just speaks volumes about our room.
Brian, you've played on some great defensive lines here in your career. Is this the deepest?
I guess you can make an argument that it is. You know, we've had some really good defensive lines here. You know, back when we had Jared, Kevin, Pat, Ray, some of those guys. And then, you know, now with us here, I think you can definitely probably make an argument for that.
Brian, is it fair to say this in many ways was a statement game, not only that you had to beat the Bears in Division I, but the fact that you guys are doing it with everyone stepping up and filling in spots and doing it at a crucial time in the season?
I don't know if it's a statement game. I mean, I guess that's for, you know, everyone else looking at us to make that call. But for us, it was really just the next game. You know, we knew we had a division battle, and we knew it was going to be a fight coming in here, and we wanted to bring the fight to them. We were able to do that today, and, you know, we created turnovers, which is something we've been preaching the last few weeks, and we took care of the ball on the offense. So when you're able to do those two things, it gives your team the best chance to win.
Chance you guys could clinch here in the next few minutes. Is there any chance you exhale even just a little bit if you hear that you're finally?
No, absolutely not. You know, we've got bigger issues at hand than worrying about clinching a playoff spot. You know, we're worried about, you know, making sure that we come back home next week, beat the New York Giants, and then we got a tough one at Green Bay. So, you know, we're looking at the bigger picture than just, you know, worrying about clinching a playoff spot.